you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
We need to roll back the state. We spy on all of our own citizens.
Our prisons are flooded with nonviolent drug offenders.
If you want to know who America's next enemy is, look at who we're funding right now. Every single one of these problems are a result of government being way too big.
Ready to start a live Part of the Problem podcast? Yeah, everybody settled at the bar. All right, this seems good. I think we got all the belligerent drunks out of here. And I think we're ready to have a good show. You guys ready to get this thing started? Come on, let's build that energy. I want to fill that up. There we go. Welcome back to stage live Boston Part of the Problem podcast with BK Chris. And the next president of the United States of America. Let's hear it for Dave Smith.
Boston, what the fuck is up? How is everybody doing? We did remove the problems. I'll tell you, I was rooting for that guy. For people who weren't here, who wasn't here at the comedy show, who's here for the podcast now? Okay, a few of you.
One lady.
One weird lady. Your whole group wasn't here at the beginning? So you don't know them at all?
Dude, you're gonna fuck two of these strangers? Damn, dude! Hell yeah, pimp!
The body language really seemed like they all knew each other. All right, well,
they're touching.
They're all touching. So we had a great show, a stand-up show, if I do say so myself. I'd say brilliant, life-changing. The headliner was particularly good. But there was this... Hey, whose side are you on, sir? There was this hammered guy in the front. Okay, there was just a great crowd overall. But there were two. I'm not going to call the guy here a hammered guy. He was on something
else. He has IBS, though.
No, not...
I learned that during Robbie's set. Yeah.
That's a separate issue. We don't judge. But
the other guy was more of a federal guy.
Yeah. Right in the front, there was one, I would say, very drunk guy. And then one guy who was something else. Not sober and not drunk. At one point, he was climbing a rope. Like, he was just moving around. And it was a great show and a great crowd, but it was very distracting. And anyway, the drunk guy, at a certain point, was a little too disruptive. He really shouldn't have been in the front row. And I guess he had a flask, which is evidently at a bar, is a little bit of a faux pas to just be drinking out of a flask. And he was ultimately removed. If you guys were here, we were all friends. I was like, hey, dude, you know, you're just a little too hammered. You're going to leave now, but that's fine. And evidently outside, from what I've heard.
He's calling Rob right now. We have to pay his hospital bills, man. That's a free market.
Rob's like, yeah, I told you, I'd give you the money. You did your part. Just wait. So he evidently lunged at a female.
A waitress, yeah.
Well, all right, I don't want to implicate anybody, but now... I don't know. You saw how drunk he was, right? In his mind, he was probably like, I want to be friends, you know, and then, but she didn't take it that way. And then
she friend-zoned him, all right. Yeah, I'll tell you. That's,
and a guy like threw him and he fell and he hit something. And anyway, he was taken off in an ambulance. So that's too bad. But
hold on. Dave.
No, that's not the part of the story that bothers me. I don't care. Fuck that guy. Who cares? Yeah. You know?
Whatever.
Don't bring a flask into a bar and get shit-faced drunk. Can't do that. You gotta learn your lessons. Here's the problem. On the ground outside, and this is the problem drunk at my show. On the ground outside, and I'm not making this up, was a one drop of blood on a copy of Murray Rothbard's Anatomy of the State. Just sadly laying on the ground. In Boston, 2 days before they start the vaccine mandates, one bloodied copy, like with all of the DNA evidence you would need to prove the crime, on top of the greatest book ever that no one listened to, just laying on the streets of Boston. And I came out there and everyone was like, whoa, did you see what happened? And then there's like people stopping and coming over and they're like, whoa, look, there's his blood on that book. And I did, I said, just... So you know, it's a really good book. Like you should read that book.
You know what?
And please don't let this incident affect your opinion of that book, because the author has been dead for many years and he had nothing to do with what happened tonight.
Well, that kid could use Anatomy of a Cracked Head right now.
Sure could.
That make for a much better book.
It's like, shit, I dropped my anatomy book.
I hope they have a
you gotta stitch me back up.
They have a phrenologist at Boston Hospital.
All right, well. This is a live part of the problem. I love doing these live. It's always more fun when there's an audience. Thank you guys all so much for coming out. Of course, so we will do a whole thing, as I always do with the live shows, where we'll take questions and we can talk with all you guys and have fun.
Can we talk to that pirate?
Everybody saw him coming in and they're happy I brought it up.
I'm gonna.
We all want to know what this scallywag did to lose an eye.
I'm gonna go ahead and say no. No, we won't. I wish.
Damn it.
Whatever.
Dude.
I hope you just go, COVID, you know? And then make a whole bunch of people think that's a thing that happens from COVID. You go, you know, Omicron takes out an eye. Well, it is a. What, Rob, are there problems with the. Okay, there you go. Rob keeps leaving. Like, is this not happening at all?
No, he's got a lot of stuff going on, dude, you know?
Rob's still communicating with that drunk guy. Yeah. I think that was Rob's book on the ground.
They're starting a Ponzi scheme after this.
Well, this has worked out to be kind of interesting timing. So I guess over the last, what has it been, almost 2 years now since March 2020. So I do the podcast and I've been doing it for a long time now. And it's always been about, you know, issues of like fucking freedom, but really about like how evil our government is and the corporate press and all of this shit. And that's kind of what I've always talked about. But since 2020, really, we've been very focused on COVID and the COVID regime and all of that, just because I think if you're not insane, that's the thing to talk about. So every now and then I'll get people who are like, why do you talk about COVID so much? And you're like, I don't know. Like, it's like if you were doing a podcast in 1932 in Germany, and you're like, it's always about the Nazis, you know? And you're like, well, I don't know. It seems like a pretty relevant thing to be talking about. Like, I don't know, the totalitarianism sweeping the world would be something to focus on. And so we're here in Boston, and today is the 13th. Tomorrow is our other show is the 14th. And then the 15th, the COVID passports go into effect. And you have to be, It's a very interesting, I don't know, thing that this, a lot of people are like, that's so badass that you scheduled shows the days right before it happened. And I will tell you, it is, but it's also just complete luck, because we booked this way before they announced that any of this shit was happening. And then I called Rob and I was like, Rob, we can't do the Boston gigs. They're doing the vaccine fucking discrimination shit. And then we looked it up and we were like, no, we're good. It's 2 days before that. Which, as I mentioned earlier, there is something very funny about like, look, we need this sweeping new policy to protect everyone from getting sick, and it goes into effect soon.
Well, actually,
like, so we can just keep doing what we're doing for now, and they're like, oh yeah, you're fine. Until the 15th.
It's like if they were like, hey, stop raping people tomorrow.
I think the strategy is you lock down after the wave and then you go, look how well that worked. We prevented so many people from getting COVID because they were done getting it.
Well, it's this weird fucking thing now where it's like...
it's an emergency. We need to act in 1 month.
Yeah, right. Like, then if this is an emergency order, wouldn't it take place immediately? I mean, I'm not advocating they do it quicker, but you're just like, to even make sense by your logic.
We got to make a lot of time for 99 cent stores to get those plastic covers for the cards, right? They need to order them from China. It'd probably have virus on it.
Well,
people should be
people
vaccinated.
People need to be eased into the stupidity. They can't just instantly pretend like there's a virus so bad. You know what I mean? You need a little time to prepare yourself.
So one thing I've noticed in the city, in New York City, where they did this, it was the first place where they had this vaccine.
And no one's getting sick anymore. It worked out great.
That's right. No,
dude, we didn't all just get COVID.
So I thought...
I wasn't putting that out, Chris.
when they first started it, I remember there were a few things to me that just seemed like, okay, like, how is this going to work? And it's one of these weird, it's almost kind of like how economics, you know, how economic policies affect real life. So they were like fast food restaurants. You can't sit down if you don't have the vaccine, but you can go in there and order. So you can go in,
you can go into McDonald's.
This is the rules in New York. I don't know how they're doing it here, but in New York, you can go into a McDonald's, you can order your fucking food, but you can't sit down at a McDonald's if you're not vaccinated. That's what the law says, because obviously they're following the science. So, and the science says you should eat McDonald's in a hurry. Anyway, that's the best thing to help with COVID, is just fucking scarf your McDonald's down. But my first thought with that was, I go, but wait a minute, like, how the fuck is that going to work? Like, McDonald's does not have anyone to go table to table and check your vaccination status. Like, you order the food. Then, if you've ever been to McDonald's before, you're like, hey, here's $9. There's like, here's enough garbage to kill you. And you're like, thank you very much. And then you go.
They don't know
if you leave or you sit or anything. So you're like, how are they going to do this? But then as I'm walking by the fucking fast food places in the city, in Chick-fil-A and McDonald's and all these places, and I look in and see it, I don't go in and get the food. But I look in and I see. And you know how they dealt with it? They just closed all the tables. Because there's no way to deal with it.
Well, Chick-fil-A turned the stools upside down, and then the gays came in and it ruined their business.
Which is, by the way, way better than before. But so that's the way to deal with it, right? So there's all these things that in the same sense of where they'd be like, oh, well, we need to raise the minimum wage. And you're like, well, what's the answer to that? The answer is, well, we won't hire those people anymore. So it's like the answer to it is like, well, we can't enforce this and we can't afford the fines. So we'll just fucking stop doing any of this. And it's all so weird that you're like, so is that really... Anyway, that's just something interesting. It'll be interesting to see how it like goes into effect here. The issue now, right, is that they've dug their heels in so much, and this is a real problem that we have that I'm not exactly sure what the answer is to. That people since March of 2020, it's like people who I'm sure all of you guys know, maybe even some of you guys here today, have really defined their identity over what side of everything they've been on all this time. And the people who have defined their identity as we are, you know, pro-science, against the virus, and doing whatever you can, and pro-vaccine, that's a lot to ask someone to give up on. So no matter what it is, they're like, that's robbing them of their identity. And so you have this story, I don't know if you heard about this story, where there were the two nurses who got sent back to the hospital and infected everybody. So they basically, I think it might have been in Massachusetts. I could be wrong about that.
But they were vaccinated.
Well, so here's the thing, right? So the hospitals fired everyone who's not vaccinated. All the nurses who won't get vaccinated, they've all been fired.
No natural immunity in the institutions.
But
we still clap for them at 7 p.m., right?
Well, it is really funny how it's like, right? People who went from being the heroes are now...
They just have to make TikTok videos at home.
Shit, I thought I had... Okay, here
like a common 16-year-old whore.
I apologize. It wasn't Massachusetts. It was Rhode Island. Okay, so this is the NBC News...
Holy shit, somebody's going to throw a bottle at you for that thing that's exactly the same as this place.
By the way, it is always the people who are so close to everyone else.
Rhode Island is you guys' quado growing out of your chest.
But that is always what people take the most offense to. Like,
yeah, Dominicans and Puerto Ricans.
Dominicans, Puerto Ricans, Sunnis and Shiites. Yeah. Like, fucking...
Jews and Italians.
Yeah. Anyone, if you're real close, like if you went up to some fucking, you know, English dude, and you were like, oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were African. They'd be like, what? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
but if they went, I thought you were Irish, they'd be like, I'll fucking kill you right now. You think I'm Irish. Anyway, all right, so... The according to NBC News, outbreak reported at Rhode Island Hospital after COVID-positive asymptomatic staff asked to work. And so what happened is basically they fired all the unvaccinated nurses. But then Omicron comes, right? And everyone's getting it, including the vaccinated nurses they have now. So now they got a fucking shortage of nurses, and their nurses are getting sick. So they're like, fuck. What the fuck do we do here? So there were some nurses who tested positive, but they weren't that sick. So they were like, you know what? Just go back to work. So they fucking went back and infected a ton of people. If you've ever been to a hospital before, if you wanted to spread a fucking virus at a hospital, let a nurse have one. All they do is go to each patient and check on you. And you're like, fucking, okay, here, let me pull on your catheter. All right, let me go to the next one. Let me do. I don't know if that's exactly right, but you get the point that I'm making. All right, guys, let's take a moment and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is Fume. Fume is the best way to quit smoking and vaping naturally. Fume is a Canadian-made, handcrafted wooden inhaler with no electronics, just cores filled only with the benefits of superplants. So there's no vape, there's no smoke, there's no nicotine. This is a natural product. It helps with the hand-to-mouth habit, nicotine cravings, menthol cravings, and the stress of quitting. Fume also has other areas of support beyond just helping you quit smoking. Head over to breathefume.com/problem and use the promo code problem. That'll save you 10% off of your order. It's really great. I will tell you, it's relaxing. It feels really nice. It's healthy. And it really does help you vape less for me, smoke less for you, maybe, or just relax you. Just a healthy thing to do. Enjoy the benefits of the world's super plants. Again, that's breathefume.com, and fume is F-U-N. So it's BREATHEFUM.com/problem. Use the promo code problem, get 10% off, and breathe in the benefits of the world's super plant today. Quit smoking, quit vaping with Fume. All right, let's get back into the show. So but this is how crazy it is, right? They're so bought into this fucking vaccine insanity that they'd go, it's not safe for the unvaccinated nurses to be around patients, but it is safe for the COVID positive nurses who have just tested positive. Like, if there was one lesson we could have learned from this whole shit, it was maybe don't send COVID positive people into areas where there's sick people. That'd be like the one common sense regulation.
Dude, remember how,
ignoring that.
Remember how bad Magic season was when he came back with HIV? They should have realized what this was going to be.
Yeah, but, you know, in his defense, he got fat. And no one saw that coming.
With AIDS,
got,
you know?
No one saw him getting fat happening. And then he
not
was
a
like,
lot of fat gays.
He goes, I just assumed I'd be... Yeah. Listen, we don't know that Magic Johnson was gay. But... he did go out of his way to specify that he wasn't gay. And I never even thought he was gay. But then he kept being like, I didn't get this from gay shit. I got it from having sex with lots and lots of women. And I was like, I think this dude might be gay. Because why would you even need to stress this so much? Like, I
would just
I
be like,
care.
You'd think a Magic Johnson would have a circle of protection.
That was pretty great. Can I give it up to him on that? It's true. Where was that magic when you needed it? That one faithful night. Anyway, HIV is the old plague. We're talking about the new plague now. I'm sorry, Rob. Go ahead.
His joke was better. I don't even want to say it anymore. Yeah.
No, I knew it was. That's why I told you. That's why I told you to go ahead.
I was going to say, if I was Magic Johnson, I'd be like, I did so much heroin, but it was one weekend, and that's how I got it. It was heroin. Like I said, his joke was better.
Probably should have just ended on that. But
his
yeah,
his
I
joke
agree.
Had magic and penises.
It was solid.
Mine just had heroin needles.
Well, Anyway, I will say it's great. It's good to be back here. I love this fucking city. It is a little bit like sad to me that this shit is happening in a couple days, and I don't know when I'll be back after this. I hope all of it falls. I hope, like, my, you know, a lot of people I know who are like, you know, libertarians or against the fucking COVID regime and all this, they're like anti-big city people. So they're like, yeah, fuck your big cities. They're all going to fall and all this shit. But that's not me. Like, I'm a New Yorker, born and raised. I lived in the city my whole life, and I love big cities. I love Boston. So it is like heartbreaking to me to see this fucking shit happen. But hopefully it all works out. I mean, the I always try to preach, like, stay optimistic. And, hey, I guess you can't come do shit here, but there's lots of other places not that far away that you can go do cool fucking shit. So
me and Rob did a show in Kate's backyard, like, a couple months ago.
Yeah, I didn't say everything was cool. That's not here. I'm saying there's also really lame shit you can do in Kate's backyard. But there's got to be a fun place. Who the fuck is Kate? She seems very excited that you mentioned her. All right. All right, Rob, so what do we, before we get to question and answer, what else did we want to talk about today?
We got big topics, and I think the first one we should get into is all these January 6th shenanigans.
Sure, let's get kicked off YouTube. Why not?
Is Mantor okay?
Well, it is pretty funny. Did you see there was the Senate hearing the other day, and Ted Cruz, who I'm not a fan of, and don't really believe he's even human, and he got fucked up by Tucker Carlson the other day because he called them like fucking terrorists or some shit like that, like, which was so stupid. And did you hear his defense for why he called them terrorists? Is because he was like, well, I was just talking about the people who attacked cops, and I refer to everybody who assaults a cop as a terrorist. And that was his defense. You're like, oh, so you're stupid all the time. Okay, like, I'm sorry, but the term terrorist has a meaning, and you're a fucking lawyer and a senator, so that means something. That doesn't mean someone who commits assault. And someone who commits assault against a cop is not like a special type of criminal. They're just someone who committed assault in the most justified situation possible. So, I'm just kidding. Don't assault cops. Do not do that.
Don't do that, but realize it's pretty cool if you did.
We are going to tell you right now, do not assault cops.
But they do
we
something.
Will praise you if you do. No, I'm kidding. Listen, don't ever fucking... Here's the fucking thing, and here's the lesson from January 6th. Ultimately, no matter what side of any fucking politics you're on, and this is, I mean this very seriously.
Don't walk around the Capitol building without a ticket. You gotta get a ticket. You gotta get a line.
Don't break the fucking law in any type of protest like that. Yes. Don't, and if anyone's fucking telling you to, treat that person as a Fed, okay? Even if they are not, treat them as a fucking Fed. That's right. And don't ever fucking, anyone who's got some fucking plan of how they're gonna take on the government, left, right, any, I don't care what it is, fuck that, don't do that. Don't break the law while you're committing some act of disobedience. That is, and I fucking mean that, and I'm gonna try to preach that more and more over the next fucking couple of years, is I don't want to get anyone, you know, fucking in prison for 30 years or anything. But Ted Cruz is fucking retarded. And people who have assaulted cops, like, if we're really being honest about it, I guess that a large percentage of those were in self-defense. But of course, there's no such thing as self-defense against a cop, right? Like, if anyone here fucking grabbed you and tried to hold you down and fucking handcuff you when you weren't doing anything wrong, and you beat the shit out of that person, they'd be like, oh, you defended yourself. But if a fucking cop did that, then it's like, well, you're a terrorist now. You're such a fuck Ted Cruz, is my point. But anyway, he fucking walked that back. But then, because he realized he just ruined every political aspiration he has, he went real hard at the fucking FBI spokesperson the next day, and he grilled her and asked her, were there any FBI informants or agents orchestrating the January 6th Capitol riot? And she responded, I cannot answer that question. Which, I'm sorry, means yes. Because if the answer is no, then you can answer that fucking question with an, of course not. But she wouldn't, and he asked her over and over in different ways, and she kept saying, well, I can't answer that question. So just so you guys fucking know, That's, you know, draw whatever conclusion you want from that. But that's it. This whole thing they've been obsessing over for a year as the thing that we have to focus on. It's like, yeah, that's what it is. And in a way, the lesson from that is that, like, okay, so it's not what the corporate press is telling you it is, but everyone knows that shit already. But the other lesson is how fucking stupid Donald Trump and fucking and Rudy Giuliani and all of these guys were. And you know who's the dumbest motherfucker in that group? And I gotta say this because too many people in our world are like giving him credit now, which I really don't like, but was Alex fucking Jones. Like, he's the dumbest motherfucker in that group.
You're telling me that's it.
Listen,
he's talking out against demons.
Look, man,
he's talking about child pedophiles
and gay frogs.
Yeah, okay, he's right. He's right sometimes, but the point is that everyone like likes to be like, yeah, Alex Jones was right, or he was right about this, or right about that. It's like, did any of you guys listen to him? Yeah, he was wrong about a lot too. Like everything.
Saying Alex Jones was right is like saying Chicken Little was right.
Dude, he's fucking... You're telling me...
I still don't think Sandy Hook happened.
Ah, shit. We're not putting this one on YouTube. But you know what? Honestly, he pretends like he never said that, but he did. And he's a piece of shit for saying that. Although he did back off of it pretty quick. But
Why would someone have a Sandy Hook? If you have a hook, you want it to be like sharp and a claw. You would dust it off. You would clean it. I don't even believe the town exists.
Well-oiled rock would be a better place.
You leave your hook at the beach, it gets sandy. The point is, look, Alex Jones, if you watched his show, for so long, the message was all about like false flag attacks and how they use these false flag attacks to launch the next fucking totalitarian thing. That was the center of Alex Jones's thing. And he would always talk about the fucking Nazis and the Reichstag fire and all of that shit and 9/11 and what that led to. And so you're telling me this was your whole career's work, was talking about these false flag attacks and how they manipulate them. And you couldn't see that you were leading your people into the next one of those? Like, what the fuck, man? How did you not like go like, yeah, this is a great idea. We'll all storm the Capitol. How's that going to work out?
Dude, how did they not think, even if they killed all of those senators, which would have been way funnier than this podcast, Donald Trump's still not the president. Like, did they not think that those papers that fucking Mike Pence had in the case, they had like a backup copy on a floppy disk or some shit?
Dude, but I don't think, in reality, I don't think the plan was ever to kill any senators. The plan was to fucking scare them into something like what was it, so that then Pence would be like, oh shit, the Patriots are here, I guess I can't really like sign the fucking election results into law, and so we'll have to do something that's completely unprecedented and kick it back to the states, and then something Trump is president again. There was no plan. It was just like Trump couldn't admit he fucking lost, which I don't know if he did or didn't, and I don't care. But it was just all, anyway, the point is Donald Trump got a whole bunch of his people's lives ruined and he doesn't give a shit about them. He doesn't fucking care at all. He won't fucking say one word to try to defend those people. The truth is, however you feel about January 6th, right? That's fucking, I don't care. Like, if you're some bleeding heart lefty, obviously no one in the crowd, but maybe someone surveyed. If one of you guys are, it's like, here's what fucking happened, right? A bunch of these fucking people fucking went into the building. A cop fucking murdered some woman who was nowhere near her and posed no fucking threat to her. And by the way, that's right. And by the way, everyone left and right, if there's one thing we should all come together on, it's fuck the cops. And then they, you know, you should, maybe you feel like those fucking people who trespassed should be charged or something like that. But held in solitary confinement for a year, like they're fucking Khalid Sheikh Mohammed or something like that. Get the fuck out of here. And Donald Trump can't be bothered to even speak up for them. And you know who is? Tucker Carlson. He's the fucking guy who's speaking up for them. So anyway, whatever. Fuck Trump. Fuck all of those
that
guys. And also, by the way, this fucking thing with the Ray Epps guy does fucking glow. That was some fucking, that dude, do you see the videos of this guy? Who is, he might as well have had Fed tattooed on his face. Like, he was literally, like, the guy. It's almost like if there were, like, a bunch of 15-year-olds smoking pot and then some, like, fucking 35-year-old with a crew cut and, like, a fucking NYPD hat just showed up. And
just
like,
me?
He was like,
can I hit that?
I would like to smoke pot with you. Can you show me where you bought your pot from? I'm also in this group.
You know, are you guys into the pot?
You guys ever heard of cocaine?
Like, I think that guy's a cop. And he's like, oh, a cop? What is a cop? Whatever.
Would a cop do this?
I don't get why they don't arrest these people and then just pretend like they put them in jail. Like, that's what I would do with Ghislaine Maxwell. I would just put some other bitch in a cage, ship her back to Israel to be with Epstein.
What?
Let them live out their life.
I'll be honest, that would fool me.
I mean, we don't have access to FBI prisons to see if these people are actually in their jail cells. Just pretend like you arrested them. They're in solitary confinement. You put some other
like Indiana Jones with the fucking temple.
Yeah. You get some other guy, you pay him, you tell him his name's whatever Epps.
Did you see what the January hits Mike Epps?
Yeah.
Well,
I think that guy's Bigfoot. That's what I'm gonna go on record.
Did you see the January 6th commission? Like, they basically were like, because so many people were talking about it, that they were like, oh, we have to address this fucking Ray Epps guy. So they basically what they put out is they were like, we talked to him and nah. I'm not even exaggerating. If you look into it, they went, we talked to him and he told us he's not a Fed. So,
you know, you gotta tell us, like, or it's entrapment, dude.
You know, like, it's like the thing you believed when you were 13. They have to tell
us. Yeah, Newports get you 30% higher after you smoke a blunt or whatever.
But so that was literally what they said, was they were just like, well, we talked to him. He said he's not a Fed and he was just an attendee. And I knew they were full of shit the second they went, he was just an attendee. And I went, that is the nicest way you've ever described anyone at the January 6th protest. Oh, there's all of a sudden they're not insurrectionists or terrorists. They're attendees.
Well, he had
that's what he is. Oh, he was just present that day.
He was the one guy that bought a ticket.
Because he was on a tour.
Yeah.
And the other reason I know he's a fucking Fed is because he was the whole time, there's all these videos, and he's like, we're going to storm the Capitol. Everybody storm. And they're like, what? No, we're not doing that. And he's like, storm. And then he's going to people, he's like, storm the Capitol. Storm the Capitol. And then as soon as they start storming the Capitol, he backs the fuck off. And he goes, hey,
he pulls
hey,
that
stop.
Homer Simpson move.
Yeah, that was fucking clear as day. So anyway, that whole shit's been fucking interesting. That whole narrative, I guess, will fall apart at some point, but no one will give a shit.
Yeah, they almost didn't realize that all the cameras they were using to like get all these people, like there's too much footage to have your FBI people there and then just go, I don't know, like we're just not arresting that guy.
Yeah.
It's wild that they literally have pictures and footage of the guy.
Nah,
and
dude, this jacket is just to break the wind.
Well, there's, I mean, look, the idea that they would be arresting everybody and then not even go after the guy who was clearly inciting the thing the whole time. I don't know, man. That just doesn't make fucking sense. So you tell me what the explanation is, but there's nothing so far that we've heard from that.
All right, guys, let's take a second and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is Sheath Underwear. Sheath makes the most comfortable boxer briefs I've ever worn in my life. If you're sick of boxers that are too loose or briefs that are too tight, Sheath is for you. This is the only underwear I own. When I was out in Arizona and I was doing one of my shows, I did like a question and answer thing at one of the events. And one of the questions I get from the fans, they're like, do you have Sheath Underwear on right now? And I stood up and pulled out my tags because, yes, I do. That's all I wear is Sheath Underwear. It's the best. The stretchy fabric, it's made out of a moisture wicking technology. You put them on, they're just soft, they're comfortable. They just feel like a really good pair of underwear. They keep everything right in place. They keep you cool, particularly useful if you're working out or if you're a hot environment. It's also great in the winter. So I love Sheath Underwear. I love the dual pouches that they keep your man parts right in place. If you don't like them, you don't have to use them, but I'm telling you, give it a shot. It's a game changer. With Sheath, there's no more chafing, no more sweat, just comfort and support. Plus, they have brand new materials like bamboo and mesh for even more cooling comfort. Go to sheathunderwear.com and get the most comfortable underwear you'll ever own. And if you use the promo code PROBLEM20, you will also get 20% off your order. That's sheathunderwear.com and use the promo code PROBLEM20. problem20 for 20% off your order.
So, okay. Anything else that you want to
add? Yeah, I think
before we take some questions?
Another big topic this week was Boris Johnson. So during the heart of the lockdowns, he threw himself a little party and now he's in trouble for it. But it was a pretty good example of the fact that the powers that be were not all that concerned with COVID.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I guess I don't even know the details. I saw his apology or whatever, which is a great. There's nothing like that fucking British Parliament. Look, I don't know anything about their goofy government and how the fuck it works. And I guess there's a queen who could overrule them at any time. And it would be pretty great if she did. But the way that people just yell at you when you're in the middle of giving a speech in Parliament is fucking awesome. And I wish we had that here. But he's like, mistakes have been made. And they're like, throwing tea or whatever.
It looks like a high school like version of a mock government.
Yeah. Yeah. But like in like a fucking...
With British accents and tea and other stupid shit.
But like it's like a high school version of a mock government, but in like a breakdancing movie where they're all about to start dancing off at each other. I don't know exactly. I haven't worked out the joke. But the point is... Yeah, he got caught having a fucking party and then they, you know, without masks and all that shit. But this is one of the things that I think is amazing. I love when this shit happens since the whole COVID thing, you know, has gone on, is that it's like, yeah, none of those people who are telling you all this shit actually believe in any of this.
Dude, you know,
none of them are scared. They're all living their lives. None of them are wearing masks all the time. Their servants are wearing masks, but they're not fucking wearing masks. They don't believe in any of this fucking shit. And it's literally just them convincing you to give up your fucking life while they keep theirs. So keep that in mind.
It's really ruined the movie Eyes Wide Shut for me, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Well, it's a different type of mask. I think the eyes were covered.
Whatever. You gotta have that mouth open for Eyes Wide Shut. You know?
You sure do. You sure do, Chris. So I don't know. I don't know what else to say about that one, but just that fucking, it's just, it's another example of how this is all fucking, like, you know, it's like the same as that you fucking see, who was it? What's his name? The famous actor who was fucking, gave that whole speech about climate change the other day. What's his
Al
name?
Al Gore.
Yes, there we go.
No, isn't it Leo
that famous
DiCaprio?
Actor.
Oscar winner? No, it was fucking, what's
Captain
his name?
Planet.
From fucking, you know, get off my plane. What's his fucking name?
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford. Yes, it was Harrison Ford gave a big speech about fucking climate change and the science. And he was like, we have to worry about the Somali, you know, fishermen who can't get fish because of the weather and all this. And then he's like, you know, they give these speeches. Then he's like, all right, back to my private jet and get at it.
He has an airport in his house.
Yeah. These are the people concerned with climate change, you know? So it's like all this shit. It's like they're not fucking making any of these sacrifices. They ask on... You know, they ask everyone here to. This guy lost an eye over COVID. What is that? Is Nancy Pelosi losing an eye? No. She's not. It's a good look for you. I'll be honest. You didn't need that eye.
Dude, it's a good look for fucking anybody. Fucking pirate look, dude?
Yeah. No, the pirate look is timeless.
Yeah, man.
I feel
she's
like
pretty hot. That's his chick. She's pretty hot. He fucking
is his check?
No, that girl that's sitting next to him. He scooped her up.
I really just thought you were pointing at her. And she went, whoa, no. And then I was like, that would be weird if they're sitting in different rows. But then when I realized you were pointing to the girl sitting next to him, that makes more sense. That would be where his girl is. Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
He pillaged the shit out of that pussy. You know what I mean?
Chris, inappropriate, but great point.
Yeah. Sorry, I've been on the road with Lewis.
The great Louis J. Gomez. Wait. COVID super spreader.
I hate to do this, but now that it's been brought up, what happened to the eye, dude?
Ping pong?
Ping pong? Yes. That's not a real story.
Is it at least squash without goggles? Because that'd be hilarious.
Oh, so you're here to kill us. All right.
No, he's cooler than Greenshaw, dude. Is that the guy's name?
Crenshaw.
Crenshaw?
No, that's... We'll stick
close
with yours.
Enough.
Greenshaw?
So that was it. So you were serving where? In Iraq?
Yeah.
Okay, and when did you serve?
2006 to 2013.
Well, let me say on behalf of everybody... Hold on. Thank you for leaving and becoming a libertarian. That's what I think military members for.
What were you? Me?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm an idiot. I hate to tell you.
What? You think I'm smart?
What?
You could have just picked the eye off and kissed it up to God, put it back in.
What branch of the military were you in?
Marine Corps.
Okay. All right, yeah, there you go. Oh yeah, dude, that's fucking. It's amazing that they'll fucking, you know, they'll manipulate.
I feel like I have to say, it's still there. It just looks like it's retarded. It's thrown off in the direction.
No, I understand, but you made the right call covering it up. I think it's
patches.
I gotta look pretty sometimes.
Well, dude, it is incredible that you were willing to do that, thinking that you were fucking trying to protect people back home. And isn't it more fucked up that our same government has sent you over there to fight them? We're fucking sending them weapons and money, huh? They might have sent them the weapon that they used to make your eye all goofy.
There's way worse things than that.
Wait, what? Arming ISIS seems pretty bad. What do you mean? What'd they do?
A lot worse stuff.
A lot?
I mean, this is a great way to start the question and answer portion. I'll just give him my mic for a second.
Sir, were you raped by the government? Yeah, all right.
A little bit.
What was the way worse thing? Say it into the microphone.
They scope a mile, sir.
It's for the audio listeners.
I like to be alive.
All right, fair enough. I appreciate this guy. All right, well, thank you very much. I appreciate you telling your story, and that's cool that you're here. That's cool that you came from there to here. All right, let's do. We'll do questions. How are we going to do this, Rob? Is your
If anyone, we've had a lot of fun with questions and answers. I'm sure some of you guys have some questions for the next president of the United States of America. You guys are...
He's not here, so talk to me.
I am. So hey, if anyone's got any questions, if you guys want to line up right here, we've got a microphone. We're happy to field any questions. And if maybe BK...
You guys, staff, you won't be mad if I vape up here, right? I'm allowed to do that, right? I'm a performer. Isn't there like a clause and something? This is part of the artistic performance.
Man. So... I feel like all these COVID mandates either end in a RFID chip or they just go away completely. I'm just kind of curious.
So what was the first one? They end in a what?
RFID chip.
Okay.
Wait, what is that? I don't know what that is.
Some kind of like tracker that like tracks if you're positive, Apple Watch, whatever the fuck it is, right?
Right.
I feel like it either ends in that or it goes away completely. I'm just kind of curious if you're optimistic, like in which way that it goes in the next 24 months.
So I'm very optimistic that this COVID thing is going to fail. And I don't think it ends up in... So here's how I look at it, right? Like, it's not that we have, like, the better arguments on our side that's going to win, which we obviously do.
Right.
But it's what's happening now is you have this situation where they've boxed themselves into something that can't possibly be achieved. And they have no exit strategy, which is why they're kind of doubling down on it. Like, what is the percentage of adults who are vaccinated in America? 70% or something like that? So, right? Okay, so they got 70%. So despite all this propaganda, despite all of the government mandates, despite all of the private company mandates, there's 30% who would not get vaccinated. That's 30% is not a small portion. Believe me, if the Libertarian Party had 30%, we'd be losing our fucking minds about how great that is, right? So 30% there. And now, what is it? They got to get the other 70% boosted. And then they just said, well, the booster's not really enough. So in March, you're going to have the next booster. And then and it's going to be harder and harder to get those people. So that number is going to be shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. The idea of they could come out now and say, we need to fucking chip you or something like that. It's just they would lose so much of it that it would never happen. Now, the downside being, I'm optimistic, but I'm also realistic. The truth is that, unfortunately, the cities are going in a really bad direction. That's the reality of the situation. And that hurts me. Like I said before, I'm a city person, and I have to give that up, and that's life. But what we can all realize is that there are towns all around this fucking country, best case scenario, in a free state, in a free town, but even in a not free state, in a free town, where no one's buying into this shit.
Like, no one is. And so you can go make a fucking life for yourself there. That's still going to be a better life than probably fucking almost any other generation in human history. So my big concern, ultimately, like in the long run, is the next thing. The precedent's been set. They're going to try to use this for climate change. That's the next big battle that's coming ahead of us. But I think the COVID regime is in its death throes now. So it's not that they're going to give up power, but that, like, we will win this war in one way or the other. Yeah.
Hey, Dave. All right. Got a chicken or an egg kind of theory here. It's
egg.
Yes.
All right. Next question. What are we?
You were mentioning how politicians are kind of trying to, like, hypnotize us or try to say, like, hey, this is good for you. Wear the mask, get the vaccines over and over and over and over again. And they're pushing that on the public. Is that the case, or is it the opposite, where the people keep going up and saying, like, we need something, we need to do something, we need to do something? Like, which is it? Is the politician trying to push things onto us, or is it us, the public? Too many people in the public keep asking the government to do something, and this is just so happens to be their solution.
Well, I think it's a feedback loop, right? So it goes it goes around, like, both of those things are happening. But I really think that there's just no question that if you're asking what started all of this, this was started by the political class and the corporate press scaring the shit out of the American people.
Fauci purchasing a virus from China.
Yeah. I mean, probably also them making it. That didn't help. But, you know.
Thought it was an NFT, dude.
But there's no way if there hadn't been this crazy concerted effort to scare the shit out of the American people starting in March of 2020, that there's no way people would have been demanding all of this shit. But they did that, you know, they did drive people crazy enough that now we're at a point where people have been convinced this must be, you know, once you believe that you have to give up all of life over this threat, then yeah, you're like, how can we have it back? There's still the threat. So,
but is that something like, that's just the media cycle? The media just, like, they notice people love being scared. They keep reading it. So we're just, might as well keep that fear going. And it just causes a cycle. And then that's what gets people saying, like, we need the government to do something. And it's just this vicious cycle of news overhype stuff. People say we need to do something. Politicians say, I've got a solution for you. And their solutions are always bad. And then that's how we got here.
Yeah, there's something to that for sure. But there's also a reason why this huge thing happened in 2020. I mean, it's like, you know, you got to look at it within the context of everything that was going on. Like, the Donald Trump being elected president was not what most left-wingers think or what most right-wingers think. But what it really was this huge, like, revolt by the American people against the status quo. Like, I don't like Donald Trump. It wasn't like, I'm not saying this is, like, a good thing. And I don't think he's literally Hitler like the left. And I don't think he's, like, some champion of the working class like the right. I just think he's a fucking narcissistic fucking idiot, you know? But people voting for him were saying, fuck this whole thing, by the tens of millions. And he was poised to be reelected. And that, you know, it's not a coincidence that was the year they chose to go all in on this fucking whole, like, reset, or the Great Reset, or whatever they call it. There's something to that.
Like a media reset, dude.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I would say the pretty good reset.
All right. But yeah, as far as resets go.
So I do think, like, they're the ones leading this thing, and the people are following. Would be, but I don't think you're wrong about what you're saying. Yes, that all of that is real.
How's it going?
What's up, brother?
So I just joined the LP New Hampshire party.
Hell yeah!
So my question is, how does one stay white-pilled in the liberty activism?
Well, I mean,
you pledge allegiance to the fucking meatcocks. That's how you do it.
I just don't even like. I don't know. Like, look, to me, man, like, I got kids, and so I have a 3-year-old and a 3-month-old. I don't have an option to be like, well, am I just like, oh, this is all doomed, or should I keep on fighting? There's no option for that. My only thing is like, yes, I'm going to do everything in my power to make things as good as they can be. And I just like, look, this is a crazy time we're living through right now, you know, but in the 20th century, there were two world wars where the world went to war and people were slaughtered by the tens of millions. So for us to be like, oh, we have to give up because, you know, there's like restaurants aren't letting unvaccinated people in. Like, I don't know. I don't even see this as like an argument. No, fuck that shit. Whatever the burden of your time is, you fucking bear that cross and you keep fucking moving forward and you make things as good as you can, because there's no predetermined end to any of this. It's what we make out of it. So that's the white pill to me. It's not like, it's almost like people are when they think about the white pill, black pill thing, they're like, well, does the movie work out good or does it work out bad? As if it's like a predetermined movie. Like, we're all making this movie right now. And so there's no like time to even sit around and debate between the two of those things. I have no option. I got kids to fucking make sure have a good life. I don't sit around and think like, will my kids have a good life? It's like, no, they will. And I will make sure they do. And so that's it. We will win. And things will be better. And that doesn't mean like everything will be perfect, but that means that like we'll carry it on to the next generation and let them fight their battle and be well equipped to do that.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank our sponsor. This is one of our most beloved sponsors here on Part of the Problem, because just about everyone listening to the show pays attention to the world of cryptocurrency. And you know that this has really been a different time for people who are into crypto and, of course, people who are into precious metals. And that is all because of the government destruction of the dollar. The inflation is everywhere around you, and people are more and more concerned with protecting their wealth. And they're doing that with cryptocurrencies. They're doing that with precious metals. And the smartest investors are investing with their IRAs and 401k retirement accounts. And the best way to do that is with iTrust Capital. All iTrust accounts are IRAs, which means you can invest and trade crypto and gold tax-free on their 24/7 platform. If you have an existing IRA or another retirement account like a 401k, you can roll those over, no penalties or taxes. iTrust Capital makes investing in crypto safe and easy. You can log into your account 24/7 and invest at the push of a button. Now crypto can be traded as easily as stocks, no keys, no complex process. iTrust Capital also makes investing in physical gold and silver easy. iTrust uses a blockchain ledger that gives you digital ownership of physical gold held at the Royal Canadian Mint. This is not a security or a derivative. It's not a financial contract. This is fully backed by physical gold that is deliverable upon request. And the best part, iTrust Capital has low transparent pricing that is 90% cheaper than their comparable options. If you're looking for an IRA to trade crypto and precious metals tax-free, go to itrustcapital.com, use the promo code POTP. That'll get you your first month for free and a free crypto IRA and gold IRA investor's guide. One more time, itrustcapital.com, promo code POTP for your first month free, and you'll receive their crypto IRA and gold IRA investor's guide at no cost. All right, let's get back into the show. Yeah.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for taking my question.
I was funnier earlier. Those of you here,
why are these all the guys we were talking to drunk outside asking the questions?
We love it.
Dave, I was beating the shit out of a guy carrying a Murray Rothbard.
Yeah, what happened? I bloodied him up for you, Dave.
And
cool. So my question is, you mentioned like the following generation. It seems like right now that I call it the right. They're spinning. We have the answers. We know the truth, but yet we're just spinning the tires. We're not getting anywhere. And ultimately, it feels like we're not going to have that great battle, but maybe two generations from now, we're going to look how foolish the left was. But it's just going to take time. So my question to you is, do you think there's a big active moment that we all look to, or do you think this is 50 years from now? We win. It just naturally occurs.
I don't know. And I don't know exactly what winning looks like. I mean, maybe like winning is, maybe we have to be more realistic about like what winning is. And I fuck. I'm gonna get beat up for this bad. But did you guys see the new Matrix movie? All right. I know
everyone. I saw it.
Everyone.
Dave, be careful here. The audience really respects you.
I thought it was good. Okay. Well, there were some. It wasn't great. I mean, it was like, look, the Matrix in general, even the first one, it was a great, awful movie. That's always what it was. It was always.
You're both saying that the first movie was awful and that the newest movie was okay.
No.
No, he said they're all okay.
It was a great. The original Matrix was a great, awful movie. Like, it's. There's these.
And you're saying the new Matrix was an awfully great movie, right?
Kind of. Look, there were these really fucking like cool themes in it.
Bullet and time. That remember dude, that guy?
What's his fucking name?
Did you enjoy the last sold out show we ever did?
I will win these.
The Wachowskis are coming for you, Dave.
Here's the thing that I fucking anyway, my point with the first one, it's like the acting was like whatever, and there were like goofy like things throughout. But the thing that was cool about the first Matrix ever was just like, oh, there's something about this storyline that really hits home. And it's kind of like, oh, this idea that like we're all living in the Matrix and shit. And look, there were things about this last movie that were like just fucking like made you roll your eyes. But one, there were a couple themes in it that I really liked.
Yeah, pretending
liked.
Like that chick is still hot. That was the worst part. She's not even good looking
insane.
Anymore.
That was like almost like you're like, guys, I can't suspend disbelief. But no, I'm saying, but one of the things
I
liked
Morpheus,
about it.
If you recast Morpheus, at least get a hot chick in the movie.
But they almost like, they at one point they realized that it's like the game. It almost seemed like in the first movie, like the thing was like, well, you're trying to red pill everybody. You have to defeat the fucking machines and wake all of humanity up. And in the last movie, one of the things I liked was they were almost like, well, no, look. We're about having our little area over here where we're safe and away from all that. And so what does winning really look like? Like, is winning really, you know, by the way, I guess I didn't need to even use the Matrix analogy and piss off half the crowd, but I could have just said this. But I'm just saying it's like maybe winning is like if, say, let's say instead of 100% of the country being fucking insane, now there's 20% of it who's like, you know, okay, and you can go over there. The right now the country is incredibly divided, but the worst shit in America doesn't happen when the countries are divided. The worst shit happens when we're united. Being united is not a good thing in this country. Look, America was united in March of 2020. That's when we were all like, hey, we all got to do something about COVID. That's what led to all this shit. America was united in 2002. When we were fucking marching a war in Iraq. That's when we're united. When we're united, we can all be led by some fucking evil leader who's going to make us do some fucking evil shit. But when we're divided...
Like enjoy the new Matrix?
No one could make us do that. But I'm saying when we're divided, it's much harder for them to do anything. I mean, right now, this is why I kind of like Joe Biden. Joe Biden has lower approval ratings than George W. Bush had already. A year in. He didn't even fucking destroy a fucking country in the Middle East and our economy. And he's got lower ratings.
He didn't even hang a mission accomplished banner off a hospital and fly into it.
Yeah. I mean, like, so there's, it's like, I don't know exactly what us winning looks like, but some type of victory I think is real possible.
Thank you, gentlemen. First time caller, long time listener. My question is, what ammunition or things can I use against my hardcore lefty in-laws that are all head fast on boosters and shots and everything else?
Give them COVID.
Well, I can't unless, you know. What's my best ammunition against these folks?
Use hollow points.
Jesus.
You do love that.
Sir.
Tagging it up. Hell yeah.
Nah, but yeah, look, man. He's talking about people he loves. You know, I don't know. People ask me shit like that a lot. And I don't know if I have like a silver bullet. No. I guess my... Yeah, but maybe that's it. Maybe reading Tom Wood shit or something. I don't know. But you kind of got to know like who those people are. Right. That's like the thing. It's like you know, I think we're all too quick to be like, oh, well, you said left wing, so that means like, oh, they're fucking, you know, they can't be redeemed or something like that. You got to know that person and kind of know what might appeal to them. And if they're in the realm of thinking that they want, if they're interested in having a conversation or dealing with like a logical argument or something, then maybe that's the way to play it. But if not, then you got to figure out a different way to finesse it. Maybe it's that they're like emotionally dug in to one side. And then maybe you got to like slowly try to peel that away from them. Or maybe they're so far gone that you just can't. And that's the case sometimes too.
I think sometimes you just live a good life and people realize that they made mistakes. So even now, like I drive into New York City, people are afraid of COVID. There's no fucking traffic. I love it. And I'm being honest, and people are going to shut down. They're going to stop doing comedy shows. We're going to keep getting funnier. We're going to keep growing the audience. People are going to turn around. They're going to realize that they missed years of their lives for no reason. They stayed in their houses. They developed bad habits. They're going to turn around and realize you were right. Just live your fight. It's like the best revenge is a life well served or well lived. I think it's something like that.
You were so close to making it. We were all about to just give you a standing ovation. Until you served instead of lived.
Robbie really pulled the nerd at the end of the high school movie for a second and then flubbed it in the landing.
No, it's like,
holy shit.
It's like 3 years ago when you were saying, hey, you got to buy some Bitcoin, and people were telling you you're a fucking moron, and now if you're rich, you were right. Being right changes people's minds. So just live your fucking life and be right.
I think that's a good, I think that's very well said, Rob.
So you're saying hold their grandkids over their head until they bend to my will?
I'm saying it can't hurt.
Just tell them you got vaccinated and wait till they die. Who gives a shit?
What's up, Dave?
What's up, my brother?
How you doing?
Good.
Sorry to switch it up, but who do you have your money on for the NBA 2K bet? And are you coming to the West Coast at all?
I'm speaking at the California Libertarian Party State Convention next month. So I'll be out there for that. And then I'm hoping to be back out in the West Coast after that. But that's, I'll be in Long Beach next month doing that. But no stand up, just doing a speaking at that LP event. Lewis is in a lot of trouble. He's in a lot of trouble in this game. I don't think he realizes, like, I was trying to explain this to him on the last podcast, that he, like, when he played basketball with Jay, he could take advantage of the fact that Jay's lazy and fat and slow and has bad cardio. But all of those are advantages in video games. Like, if you're lazy and fat and slow and have no cardio, do you know why you're fat and slow and have no cardio? It's because you spend all your time playing video games. Do you know why you're lazy? Because instead of working, you're playing video games. Once you go into the realm of video games, it's like the fucking it's the bizarro world. Jay is now a skinny, athletic, in shape person. And I just don't think Lewis can catch up.
It's like that guy in the Land of the Blind.
That's right. This guy's got supervision.
Whose rectum do you think can more comfortably take the gun in the butt?
Look, they both are surprisingly willing to do this over and over again.
Is it a gun in the
butt? I don't know
again?
Why. It's very uncomfortable. It's a tough thing to grow up and realize that, you know, your two best friends are very, very gay. But I've been doing, I think, a good job with it. You're next, sir.
Hello. I two quick things. One, you haven't mentioned at all that the mandate got knocked down today. So the OSHA mandate
got knocked down. That's true.
For the record, it was on our list of topics, but we did get very drunk. So
there you go. Okay. So the Supreme Court knocked down the OSHA mandate, but upheld it for anywhere that accepts Medicaid or Medicare. So there's something interesting there, right? I don't know what exactly we're
rich people don't have to get fucking vaccinated because they're the ones that can afford private hospitals.
Well, right. And you already see kind of this thing. And this is even the Republican Supreme Court, right? That everyone's supposed to be like, oh, well, this was the big threat, is that Donald Trump got his justices in there and all that. And even they'll go that anyone who fucking takes Medicare or Medicaid can still have whatever bans on fucking unvaccinated they want to. You know, it's just like you see this shit now, right? Like where it's like this all starts is like, well, healthcare is a right. healthcare is like a human right. And then you see all the people who are advocating that it be withheld from the unvaccinated. So it's a right. It's an inalienable right, unless we want to take it away from you. So that shit, that's not about having a right. That's about fucking having control over you. And that's a great example of why you want the government nowhere near any of this fucking shit. But sure, it's a victory that the OSHA. It's a victory that the OSHA thing got
I
fucking
also,
banned.
I was following it. I thought it was very lame that the Supreme Court just accepted that this is a world-ending pandemic and that the vaccine was the best thing that we could possibly be doing to combat it, and that the conversation was very technical about whether or not the OSHA?
OSHA. Yeah,
OSHA
yeah.
Can mandate something at work that would also affect your home life. So the fact that even the conservative no one did their homework whatsoever, and they just accepted all the numbers that we've gotten out of the CDC. They accepted the death rate. There was that one idiot fucking liberal who thought there's 100,000 kids in hospitals.
Yeah.
Like, they just didn't do their fucking homework.
Yeah, Sonia Sotomayor said that. There was the, I think it wasn't Roberts. It was one of the other ones who was asking. Yeah, Sonia Sotomayor said the thing about 100,000 kids. And then one of the other ones was saying, he asked at one point, if there were negative effects to the vaccine, and then immediately started apologizing for it. And he goes, well, no. I mean, I know the positive effects far outweigh the negative effects or blah, blah, blah. He's like, dude, it just goes to show you. It's like, so there's no point in you exist. You're a Supreme Court justice. You're fucking 162.
You can't be fired.
Yeah. You have this position in life, and even you have to be like, I didn't mean it that way. Like, so just ask the fucking question, man. Yeah, they suck and they're pathetic. And the fact that this even need to be like the fact that this wasn't like a day one, go fuck yourself. Of course, OSHA has no authority to fucking tell you must be vaccinated for a company with 100 or more employees. By the way, 100 or more, a number completely arbitrarily chosen out of thin air. Why 100? Why not 101? Why not 99? Just because that's what the fucking president said. I mean, it's like so ridiculous. A workplace safety issue.
You could take a 10-hour online OSHA class and get certified to run electricity.
Yeah, like, really.
It's not a fucking smart... I have that certification. You guys have been hearing me talk for 3 hours. Not smart. Probably shouldn't be trusted with voltage.
All right. Let's take one last question.
Hey, Dave, I heard you speak this afternoon about President Trump's response recently to the vaccine. He tries to keep on defending it.
Yeah.
So perhaps you maybe comment to this audience tonight about that.
Well, it's interesting the way Trump is spinning it. And, there's a few different, things that are interesting about it. I guess the thing that I find most interesting is how out of touch with his own base he is. And that you're like, wow, this is not what your people want to hear. Usually Donald Trump was really great at throwing red meat to his base, however you feel about him. That was kind of his thing. But Donald Trump is, I think in a lot of ways, like, I think I said once, I go, I wish Donald Trump could have been Donald Trump without being Donald Trump. You know what I mean by that? And what I mean by that isn't that I wish he didn't have the tweets or something like that. I go, I wish he could have had this moment and fucked up the Clintons and the Bushes and screwed everybody over, but then actually understood what he could do with this moment and be a leader. But he's not. He is just... He's so fucking like exactly what you see is what you get. He's just the most narcissistic, self-serving, self-obsessed guy. So the only thing he can think is, how do I spin this where I'm the greatest? That's all he's thinking. And so what he's thinking is like, well, I developed the vaccines, so I'm not going to turn around and say they were bad or wrong. I'm going to say they're the greatest and they're the best ever. And I'm vaxxed and boosted and all of this shit. And most of his base is right now reactionary against the vaccine regime. So you just look at that right there and I go, this is not a guy who's poised to like rally that base. And to me, that's kind of the most interesting thing about any of it, is that it's like, oh, that's like this guy is not the guy right now This isn't like what he was in 2016 or even 2020. This is a different situation. And also part of that is probably that he's fucking like 80 and fat as shit and not thinking as smart as he used to. But that's really, that's kind of my thought.
But if he puts the toupee inside out in seventh inning, he could probably rally the bat.
He might
be able to. Red Sox fans really love that.
It's worth trying. Solid reference. All right, Rob, do we have any more? We got one more.
You want to take one more?
Yeah, well, what time are we supposed to go to?
I don't know. We're shutting this fucking city down, dude.
I feel like that guy said midnight, but I don't think that was an official response.
One last question.
One more question, and then we're going to wrap this up.
Oh, man, what about that guy behind him? He's pretty sad
now. So, gentlemen, these past 2 years, there's been a lot of issues that have both interested the left and the right that that concern the Libertarian Party,
right?
Between BLM and between like other issues that have come up, I guess like my question is, what do you think the message is, or what do you think the best arguments would be to convince people to join the Libertarian movement from both the left and the right here, based on what you're seeing these past 2 years?
Well, that's a good that's a really really good question, and I would just say right before that, like, you know, when you say the left and the right, I hope people even think like those terms get defined out of existence in a way. So a lot of people will be like, well, the left is all fucking crazy. But you're like, well, what are you talking about when you say the left? You know, like there's all of these people on the left who have basically gotten way better. And then they're just called the right. Because the crazy fucking left goes, well, you're right wing. You know, Glenn Greenwald's supposed to be right wing now. Or even like Tim Pool or like all these people, like these are left-wing people. They're not fucking right. Tim Pool is like a guy who's like very open to like socialized healthcare and all this other stuff. These are left-wing people who are just reacting against the insanity of the kind of corporate regime that poses as the left. But they're not even really the left. They're really just the same thing they've always been. So our message to all of these people is essentially that, look, has there ever been a better time to argue that what this country needs right now is liberty? And it's not what the country needs. It is not these like left wing or right wing deviations from liberty. None of that really has the fucking answers to any of this shit. What is the answer right now? That it's like, basically, for this country to thrive and be successful, we just need to stop doing all of the insane shit that we're doing right now. It's like if you have someone who's like somebody who's like a fucking heroin addict and like eating garbage food and living a crazy life and driving fucking on drugs every day. And you're like, well, what's the answer to fix your life? Well, the first thing is stop doing all of that. Stop that. That's and the basic answer to the country right now, like the problems is like, okay, stop. Stop all of this COVID insanity. Stop fighting stupid wars we don't need to fight. Stop giving taxpayer money to fucking billionaires. Billionaires don't need to be on welfare. Stop locking people up for fucking nonviolent, victimless crimes. Stop. Stop all of this. And I think, especially with the biggest issue right now being the inflation that nobody can fucking hide from, that they all see that the currency is being destroyed. And the libertarians are sitting here, and if we want to be serious libertarians and inherit the kind of Ron Paul legacy, we are the people who were right about all of this, who predicted all of this correctly. And so we've got a really strong, we're in a really strong position to make our case to the American people and just be like, look, this is what we've been saying this whole time, that it didn't have to be like this. That's kind of like, we got to find our own like libertarian, I have a dream thing, you know, where it's like, well, look, I just have a dream that we didn't do all of this shit. That's my dream. My dream is that like George W. Bush and Dick Cheney never won, and we never launched a war on terror, and Obama never fucking continued that war on terror, and we never fucking spent ourselves into $30 trillion in debt, and Donald Trump never fucking like declared the state of emergency, and we locked down all these, and we never did any of that. There's no reason we had to. We could have just not. And so to me, more or less, I think that's the way to appeal to people. And the other thing, which I've stressed for a while, is that the libertarian answer is essentially, I think, to declare a truce
in the whole culture war. We don't need to fight a culture war. And anybody who wants to fucking fight it, you know, you can keep fighting it, but aren't there a whole lot of people who are just tired of this shit? And just go, how about we just don't fight this anymore and let people just live the way they want to fucking live?
You be gay and I don't have to hear about it.
Yeah.
Works well for everybody.
Or you be gay and tell me all about it. Whatever you want.
And I'll pay for it.
And I do think the Libertarian Party is positioned to really do something incredible here. And man, you guys, I know the Massachusetts Libertarian Party people are dealing with some fucked up shit that just happened. But listen, let me tell you guys this, for those of you guys who are here today. And I know that sucks, and we'll see. But look, this is so great. And I know it sucks at the moment, but it's like every time they try to do this bullshit, the Mises Caucus just gets stronger and stronger and stronger because they see how it's so pathetic that this is what they have to do because they know they can't possibly beat us straight up and they're going to lose. This is obvious. But in the next few months, by the time Reno fucking rolls around, we are going to have taken over this fucking party and put great people at the helm of it. And you're going to have the third party in America really standing for hardcore Ron Paulian liberty principles. It's going to be fucking amazing, dude. Like, just watch. Just watch what we're going to do. It's going to be great. And you guys will all be right back in the fucking party. Just like all those other people. They tried to do it in New Hampshire and Delaware. It always fails. They're fucking sad and pathetic. And revealing themselves. So yeah, there we go. All right, that's the end of the show. All right, thank you guys so much. Hope to see some of you guys tomorrow night. Peace out, Boston.